that rocks. Here we go. 639 Brock Hunter.
This show sucks.
They need to make a new Beavis and Butthead movie. I believe they only made one.
I know. The movie was great. You know, they did make a, what was it, like season 8 or 9?
Yeah, but it
they
was.
Got like 8 episodes in.
It was a far cry from the old one. Because you can't, I don't know if you could like officially get away with that movie or show. But I would love to have a new Beavis and Butthead movie.
Absolutely. A movie would be great. You know? Mike Judge could still do it.
It could star us. We could be Beavis and Butthead.
You know, before, this is funny. I just saw this interview, so I was watching a Mike Judge interview. And before Beavis and Butthead Do America was made, it was going to be a live-action movie. As far as they were going to have humans do it. It wasn't going to be the cartoon.
That's amazing.
And Mike Judge was like, dude, no. He's like, that's good. No, that's garbage.
I think maybe you can get away with a lot of the stuff because they're cartoons. You know, you don't have real people doing it. So,
That's what Beavis and Butthead are. Yeah. You know,
I don't know. But if they ever do a live action movie, I think we should be Beavis and Butthead.
Not too far off.
No, honestly. Really not. And that one picture of you on the golf ball.
You kind of look like a... Yeah.
I digress. We got to get moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Judas Priest's own metal god singer Rob Halford has compiled a list of his top 10 favorite albums of all time, and it's headed by Black Sabbath's self-titled debut album from 1970. Halford created the list for Rolling Stone as part of the latest tabulation of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Notably, it contains only one album released after 1974. Here's the complete list. So you got Sabbath, Black Sabbath, 1970. Mm-hmm. Led Zeppelin, 1969. Queen 2 from 1974. The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night from 1964. The Rolling Stones, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. Deep Purple, Machine Head. Jimi Hendrix on there. David Bowie, Cream. And his number 10 pick, I'm actually really impressed by this, was Pantera's Cowboys from Hell.
Nice.
When Rob Halford tells you you made a good album, you made a good effing album. There you go.
Why? Just listen to that song.
Yeah.
I mean, the first riff, for God's sake, that song comes on, you're like, okay, this is going to be good. Guarantee it.
That's what I listen to before I get my arms ripped off. Powerlifting is what I listen to. So, that's out there. And, Rob Halford, he kind of knows a thing or two about metal. So if he picks your record, you did all right. You can go to bed happy. In other Judas Priest news, bassist Ian Hill told Louder Sound that, quote, a lot of material for Priest's next album is, quote, already written. He adds that they also may use a few songs that were written for their last album, Firepower, that didn't fit with the rest of the album at the time. So new Judas Priest, hopefully sooner than later. There's literally no date on this, but hopefully sooner than later. We'll see, but. There you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1993, Nirvana recorded their MTV Unplugged special at the Sony Studios in New York. I'm going to say probably the best MTV Unplugged is Nirvana's.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And there's a lot of great ones.
There's nostalgia about it. Something about the way it looks, too.
The songs, it was so well done. Like, you just, it's almost kind of hard to wrap your mind around how great it sounded. There was a lot of great ones. There was. Bon Jovi did one. Pearl Jam's was really great. Alice in Chains. STP did one. But I really do think Nirvana's was kind of on a level all its own. If I'm to be honest and pick one. So.
I have to agree with you on that one. Didn't he just sell his guitar or something?
The first guitar Kurt Cobain ever smashed on stage with Nirvana went up for auction and sold for a ridiculous price or something like that.
Trillions of dollars?
Yes, $1 trillion. It was $1 trillion. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.